This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 7th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. SDA 2021, equity volume robust, but the drumbeat for reform grows. Although market competition and structure are hot topics in the securities industry, a Wednesday fireside chat at the STA 2021 conference on the competitive landscape between brokers and exchanges with Jonathan Kellner, CEO of Memex, and Joel McCain, head of execution services at Citadel Securities, focused more on agreement than on discord. With some 16 equity exchanges making up 50 to 60% market share on any given day, 32 alternative trading systems making up about 10%, and more than 3,000 broker dealers making up 30 to 40%, it appears competition is alive and well in our markets, noted panel moderator Kimberly Russell, Vice President ETF Capital Markets, State Street Global Advisors. The relatively recent influx of retail market participants also brought changes, Russell noted, with some heavy trading days recording off-exchange trading at a market share of more than 50%. That phenomena has stirred renewed concerns about market fragmentation and the quality of the public quote. To read the rest of the story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from today's Hicks and Takes section. The U.S. Department of Justice yesterday announced the creation of a National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, NCET, to tackle complex investigations and prosecutions of criminal misuses of cryptocurrency, particularly crimes committed by virtual currency exchanges, mixing and tumbling services, and money laundering infrastructure actors. NCET will combine the expertise of the Department of Justice Criminal Division's Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section, MLARS, Computer Crime and Intellectual Property Section, CCIPS, and other sections in the division, with experts detailed from the U.S. Attorney's offices. Notice from the NFA, due to maintenance, the following systems will be unavailable from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, October 10th, 2021. Online Registration System, ORS, Basic Data Entry, Security Futures Products Training, Online Payments, Online Arbitration Claims, Arbitrator Profile, Arbitrator Training, Employment Application and Profile System, and all electronic filings, including easy file exemptions, annual questionnaire, and disclosure documents. We apologize for any inconvenience. The FEIS October 2021 newsletter is out. Candace Adam has joined FIA Tech as Head of Communications and Marketing. Adam is a terrific addition for FIA Tech. I first encountered her when she worked for Deutsche Börse from 2001 to 2007. Consolidation is continuing in the niche financial media space courtesy of Markets Media Group. Financial news publisher Markets Media Group has acquired Derivasource, the Julia Schiffer-founded independent information source and online community for OTC derivative professionals globally. Markets Media Group bought Traders Magazine in 2016, and in 2018 it acquired Global Trading, based in Hong Kong. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. ICE executive Gordon Bennett talks about market-based ESG. Gordon Bennett, the UK-based managing director of utility markets at the Intercontinental Exchange, recently sat down with John Lothian to talk about ESG initiatives, including pricing the cost of carbon and carbonomics, the science of identifying specific opportunities to reduce or eliminate greenhouse gas. Bennett was part of an in-person panel discussion on the topic Exchanges and the Rollout of New Sustainability Products at FIA's IDX 2021 on September 28th. It was great to be back on a live panel, he noted. It gives you a semblance of normalcy. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Chicago is still the best city to visit, says Condé Nast Traveler. Despite all its negative press, the city keeps ranking ahead of the likes of New York and Boston. For the fifth year in a row, Chicago was ranked the number one big city in the U.S. by Condé Nast Traveler for its vibrant restaurant scene, museums, and architecture. Condé Nast Traveler surveyed more than 800,000 readers on which cities they loved visiting most. Chicago was followed by New York number two, New Orleans number three, and Boston number four. My comment, just don't stay long enough where you have to pay taxes. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Coinbase CEO warns executives may burn out on too much scrutiny. Coinbase Global Inc. Chief Executive Officer Brian Armstrong said he's concerned U.S. business leaders will quit due to the scrutiny they face, making the comments hours after Facebook Inc.'s Mark Zuckerberg publicly defended his company following a series of negative stories. My comment, a couple of major exchange executives in Chicago and Atlanta just chortled, wimp. Here's a story from Government Executive. OPM rule eases agency hiring of interns. Under regulations slated for publication Wednesday, agencies will be able to hire job candidates still in college to temporary jobs and can eventually convert them to permanent positions. The Office of Personnel Management is issuing regulations to make it easier for federal agencies to pay and offer jobs to their interns who are still in college, implementing provisions of recent laws aimed at improving recruitment of young federal workers. My comment, this is huge news for interns and government agencies. Here's a story from NextGov.com. Students can now earn up to $72,000 annually, federal HR director says. OPM director Kiran Aju said the federal government is looking to overhaul internships, telling students, we need more of you and your colleagues coming into the federal government. Office of Personnel Management Director Kiran Aju said on Monday, encouraged students at George Mason University to consider pursuing a career in the federal government as officials work to revamp hiring and internships and rebuild agency workforces. My comment, the U.S. government is like everyone else. They need to be competitive in today's markets. Here's the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Volmageddon is history as SEC greenlights leverage VIX ETFs from Bloomberg. Second was Market Watches. Wall Street mourns one of stock market's brightest minds, biggest hearts, hit by car about Tobias Lekovich, a prominent Citigroup analyst who died Friday at the age of 60. Third was the next financial crisis is fast approaching, also from MarketWatch. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.